is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
I was talking with Alex just before the broadcast started, and we're talking about mic mixers and things like that, important stuff. And he said, you know, we'll have to talk about that during the break because you're on right now. Everyone all set, cocked, locked, broadcasting live twice daily. From high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, Studio A. Alex is at the controls in Minnesota. And I just wanted to take a minute and say that the Colorado wildfires are devastating. Stan Deo is one of our instructors. He and his wife live in Colorado near Waldo Canyon. And the fires are getting closer and closer to their homes. And right now there are 18,500 acres that are burned. The fires tripled overnight. Only 5% are contained. And there are 1,000 firefighters there on the scene from across the nation. So if you'd like to see some of these pictures and videos of the devastation of these wildfires, you can go to USAprepares.com. And there's a link to Stan Deo on page one near the top. You can click on that. It'll take you right to his website and the link to those devastating, I'm not kidding, devastating wildfires. Today our class is focused on how to protect you and your family from organized crime, mobs, gangs wearing costumes that prevent us from seeing who they actually are. And some of these men and women might actually be your neighbors. Today in the broadcast classroom with me is our senior USAprepares.com instructor, Larry Pratt. Larry Pratt is the executive director of Gun Owners of America. And Gun Owners of America offers a free newsletter. So there's a link to Larry Pratt and Gun Owners of America on the website, USAprepares.com. Welcome, Larry Pratt.
Vinny, thank you so much for having me back.
You're so welcome. You know, I mentioned these wildfires. And the grass out here...
nearly as destructive as the Supreme Court.
They are bad. They are... Oh, man. And I just read it. I just read the news. Larry, would you like to talk about Obamacare? It passed. I can't believe it.
The Supreme Court ratified it not as an individual mandate, but as a tax. Well, it really doesn't make a hill of beans of difference how they say it's okay to slap us with a huge increase in our insurance costs, and we're still going to be told that we have to pay the tax. And frankly, I'm not inclined to pay the tax. Whether I'm paying a tax or whether I'm buying a product is a distinction that only a politician who's corrupt to the core can make, and that includes five justices of the Supreme Court and a majority of the United States Congress, as well as the President of the United States. We have a lawless government that has decided that if they have the votes to tell us to do something, they're going to tell us to do it. And frankly, I think it's time that we, the people, rise up and at a minimum, throw out the offenders on November 6th and make sure that they are put into shame for the rest of their lives for having participated in this assault on our freedom.
Larry Pratt, as you know, I broadcast on KWTO in the afternoon, and that's a Springfield, Missouri radio station. It's a pretty powerful radio station. Rush Limbaugh's on there, and George knows coast to coast, so it's well received. And the political ads are now coming up all the time, and these guys are broadcasting their commercials on my hourly program, which is very much the same as it is right here on GCN. We talk about, you know, same kinds of things, same format and all that. And I know I'm going to slip. I know it's going to happen, and I'm going to say, you know, coming back from a break, I know I'm going to say, do you hear what that guy just said? He said he's going to keep our taxes low. He's going to fight for jobs. These are the same guys that have cost us our jobs and raised our taxes. Who are these bozos? I know it's going to happen, and I know I'm going to get thrown off the air for it. It's just a matter of when? I can't stand it, Larry. These guys, you know, when people talk about politicians lying, they say, well, that's just politics. Politics has become a synonym for lying, cheating, obfuscating, confusing us.
And theft.
And when I opened the broadcast today and I said, we're going to be talking about how to protect you from organized crime, mobs, and gangs.
I thought you were
going to
include Congress.
Oh, I was. I was
in court.
I was. Well, you know, they wear costumes. They wear costumes.
Excellent.
Well, that's what I was talking about. These guys that, you know, are wearing their costumes, and then, and the costumes I'm talking about for Congress, they wear suits and dresses and skirts and, you know, pantsuits and that kind of stuff. But those are costumes, because, and when I said, you know, they could be your neighbors, I wasn't kidding. You know, we live among these politicians, local and state and federal, that lie, cheat, obfuscate, confuse, and work throughout the night to steal from us.
Well, other than that, they're kind of nice people, right?
Other than that, they're consumers.
Well, in the sense that a thief is a consumer.
That's what I mean. That's exactly what I mean. I didn't mean
they're certainly not producers.
That's exactly what I'm saying. They're consumers. They are. I don't know a single person, not a single person, who is in any kind of office that produces anything.
Only if they have another job.
Well, I don't know very many that have other jobs. But I'll tell you another thing I've noticed. When these guys go into office, their standard of living increases.
That's right. People of very modest means who maybe have accumulated $100,000, $200,000, after 5 or 10 years in Congress, they may be worth over $100 million.
How does that happen, Larry?
They're engaged in insider trading.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
It's illegal for the rest of us, but they specifically exempted themselves. So when they're about to perhaps have a committee vote on some area of the economy that will affect a particular company adversely or well, then they either, they buy accordingly, either against the company or for the company's improvement. And if they have $10,000 to invest, it may overnight turn into $20,000, $30,000, $40,000. And then the next scheme that they get involved in, they can do the same thing. And, you know, pretty soon a guy of very modest means, given just a few years on the right committee, and he can be a millionaire indeed.
Yeah, and I remember reading a story about Hillary Clinton. She took $1,000 and invested it, you know, with some help. You know, she got some guidance. And, you know, that very quickly turned into $100,000.
I tell you what, there's a wise woman, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
She's not even a wise Latina. She's just a wise woman.
Oh, man, why would you not want to be a member of Gun Owners of America with Larry Pratt at the helm? Larry, what does Obamacare mean for us gun-toting guys and gals?
A considerable increase in our taxes and a considerable loss of freedom. In spite of what those mealy-mouthed communist judges were saying on the Supreme Court, it is a mandate. It is something we have to buy. Oh, it's not a mandate. It's just a tax that you have to pay. Thank you for the distinction without a difference. And they have said that it's okay to have a communist government. It's okay for the government to tell people what to do in every area of our activity throughout the 24-hour day. They can now tell us when to sleep, when to get up, what to eat, what to buy, what to wear, how to drive, everything. We have entered the age of a totalitarian government, and we did it with the singular contribution of Chief Justice John Roberts, who's gone over to the dark side. And frankly, there ought to be impeachment resolutions offered because not that this is the first time these folks have violated the Constitution, but this is a big one that I think most Americans are aware of. And this needs to be discredited. We cannot let this go the way social insecurity did and become an accepted institution. We must push back, and we must demand that the Congress, on pain of retaining their jobs, repeal this before the election. And even if the president does not approve the measure, then that will become the defining issue of the election, and it will, Lord willing, be the reason that there becomes a larger majority of freedom fighters in the next Congress that will repeal this and will defund the implementation of zero care, because that's what it is. It is zero care. It's the ability of the government to deny us any and all medical services. We have lost control of our health system, and it puts a premium, I might add, on staying healthy, on eating right, exercising, doing things that are smart so that you, unless you're in an automobile accident, you don't really stand much chance of getting into a hospital. That is another incentive to drive very carefully as well, because we can't just simply depend on the medical system anymore. It's going to be administered by bureaucrats. It will be as fun to deal with as the IRS and as efficient as the post office.
Wow. That's brilliantly succinct, Larry, as efficient as the post office. Obamacare, isn't that an oxymoron?
That's why I call it zero care. He's sometimes affectionately known for his campaign symbol of an O, which I say really is a zero. And zero is a pretty good descriptor for a man who has zero allegiance to the United States, zero willingness to comply with the demands of the Constitution that limit what federal officials can do. And we are now entering the age of tyranny. And unless we rise up and take back the federal government in this election, and at best have it so that it's the first order of business in a new Congress next year, we're gone. We're gone.
Larry Pratt's with me, Executive Director of Gun Owners of America. I'm Vin Finelli. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Larry Kratz with me, and he mentioned just before the break that how important it is to stay healthy. And there's a meetup tomorrow, Ziggy's to the Lamplighter, 5:30. C.L. Ferris is presenting a seminar on, and video, on Monsanto. They and your best friends in Congress are looking out to keep you dependent on them. They don't want you to be able to feed yourselves from seeds that you save and vegetables that you grow in your garden. Riveting seminar. It's going to ruin your weekend. So that's tomorrow. Ziggy's at the Lamplighter, corner of Sunshine and Glenstone, Springfield, Missouri, 5:30. And the seminar starts at 6. So 5:30 is fellowship. Seminar starts at 6. Ziggy's, 5:30, Springfield, Missouri. Ziggy's at the Lamplighter, corner of Sunshine and Glenstone. Larry Pratt, you know, I've been advising people for a long time now that if they want to buy ammunition, buy it with cash. Don't use credit cards. Would you like to address that, please?
Well, if you wish to have an anonymous transaction, you can't use a credit card. You're probably more anonymous with a check, but the credit card is being monitored in its activity 24/7. We live in the age of Big Brother, and he's surveilling those transactions which have to be made over servers, which he's able to stick his big nose into 24/7. So if you don't mind having a big sis at Homeland Insecurity know what you're doing, that's fine. Go ahead and use your credit card. But if anonymity is important to you, then definitely you want to get yourself to the bank, get enough greenbacks, and go do it that way. And that's why gun shows, I think, are particularly important, because there you find people selling things which they're quite happy to sell for any whatever they've got for cash. And to this point, ammunition is not a recordable sale, at least not at the point of sale, maybe at the point of the server in the sky, but not at the point of sale. So it's and people, I think, a lot of people understand this, because from the reports that I've heard about what happens at gun shows these days, the guy that sometimes may be able to leave by noon on Saturday because he's all sold out, having brought a truckload of ammo, piled it high, it's the ammo dealer. People come in with hand trucks to carry it out to their vehicle. People are buying literally by the thousands and tens of thousands of rounds. And they're doing it, a lot of them, most of them, I think, maybe all of them, with cash.
You're absolutely right, Larry. I go to a lot of gun shows, and you know, I like to talk to the exhibitors, the sellers, and so forth, and I meet a lot of my friends there. And yes, there are hand trucks, and if you don't have one, what's really interesting is the vendors there will let you use theirs. They'll say, "Yeah, you want to take this crate of ammo out? You know, these 5,000 rounds of 22s." Or this case of 7.62 by 39, or whatever it might be, or 223s, or 5.56. Yeah, just use my hand truck, and when you're done, just put it back right here, because I'm going to be busy with other customers. And what's
exactly
really neat...
who will be waiting for it? In fact, one of them is already to go with you now, so he can bring it back for you.
Well,
that's
Larry,
literally
you're
how it is when they're selling in that volume and that velocity.
Well, Larry, you were at the last Get Prepared Expo in Springfield, Missouri, and you saw how packed it was. And that's that is the same location that we have a gun show. I mean, not USA Preparers, but another organization. And they have as many people at the gun show as we have on Saturday at the expo. I mean, it's wall to wall, and you have to turn sideways to walk through the aisles. And
that is not an exaggeration. That is what I experienced.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's really refreshing to see so many people in a crowded room that are so polite. Isn't that amazing? There's no pushing. There's no shoving. Nobody raises their voice. Nobody says, "Hey, look, you know, bub, you're in my way." It never happens.
Nobody's angry.
No. No. And so they are buying guns, and I think it's wonderful. I really think that that's what we need to do to protect ourselves, our family, and our nation. Larry Pratt's with me, Executive Director of Gun Owners of America. And I'm going to talk to him about the gun show loophole when we come back on the other side of this break. The gun show loophole. I'm Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. Don't touch that dial.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family. The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice, quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face-to-face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco, WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Yeah, the best part of radio is during the breaks. And I asked Larry Pratt off the air if we could have a dinner with Larry Pratt for our guests at the Get Prepared Expo in November. And he loves the idea. So we're going to try to arrange that so that if you want to become a member of Gun Owners of America and have dinner with Larry Pratt and meet the man who's on the radio with us, is our senior USAPrepares.com instructor. He's been to three expos. He's a really cool guy. So we're going to try to arrange that. What do you think, Larry?
Well, I appreciate your coming up with the idea, and I'm flattered that you think that people might be interested in it.
Absolutely. I think it would be so much fun to have dinner with Larry Pratt. And, you know, I was thinking about it because, you know, when you come up here before the expo, we all get together here at the farm and, you know, you, the Freeze Dry Guy, and John Moore, and a whole bunch of others, and we chew the fat around the dining room table. Well, I thought it'd be really neat to have, you know, the guests have the opportunity to meet you, you know, the way the rest of us have. And I think they would get a real kick out of that, meeting the executive director of Gun Owners of America, the guy who's fighting, literally fighting, not like these Congress critters say they're fighting. This guy, Larry Pratt, is fighting for our preservation of our rights to keep our firearms. No kidding. So, and I mentioned, Larry, we talk about the gun show loophole. And what I mean by that, I don't think there's any kind of a loophole at all. It's just that if a private seller and a private buyer want to exchange equipment for money or trade or barter in any way they want, they can. For example, if I had a fishing rod and I wanted to sell it at my garage sale, if I had one, you know, somebody came up and wanted to buy it, I could sell it to them. They could give me cash, or they could give me a different fishing rod or something of value that I'd say, okay, let's trade. Well, same thing can happen at a gun show. A person can have a gun they want. Maybe they want a different gun. Maybe they want a rifle and they have a pistol, or maybe vice versa. Or maybe they want to trade a gun for ammo or a gun for Federal Reserve notes. It's all perfectly legal.
Yes. I think the best way to get through the fog of bureaucraties, of Washington-ese, which is actually what loophole is part of. It's part of that idiom of governmentese. Loophole to them is freedom to us. Loophole is something they allow. Freedom is something that inherently belongs to us. So I inherently have a right to sell a firearm to you and you to buy it from me any which way, any place, at any time that you and I might choose to do so. The government looks at that activity as a loophole, something that they could but haven't regulated or prohibited. That's what's wrong with the way we've allowed government to operate, that we even have to use a word like loophole. Loophole should be what we let bureaucrats do.
Very well said. You're absolutely right. Larry Pratt, when I was in living in Virginia, I used to go to a lot of gun shows, and there were some in Richmond, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one particular gun show that got a lot of attention. It was a very large gun show. And what happened was, one day, on a Saturday, the state police came in. And they made their presence, you know, kind of known. And normally there'd be maybe two police men at the front door, making sure that any firearms that came in were tie wrapped so they would not function, you know, and so no one would get accidentally shot. Well, what these police officers did was they would watch people who bought firearms privately, like you selling to me or me selling to you or something like that. And then they would follow that person, the purchaser, out to their car, but not directly. I mean, at a distance, using spy tactics, and write down that person's license plate number. And then later on, the following week, the police would show up at that person's house and demand to see the weapons that were purchased. That is absolutely...
And, of course, the proper response at that point is to say, do you have a warrant? And, of course, they'll say no. Well, have a good day. Slam.
Right. Well, what happened was so many people complained that Congress got involved, and that has not happened since then. However, bear in mind that those kinds of things do happen. So you may, if you think that you're the subject of that, you may not want to walk directly from the front door of a gun show leaving directly to your car. You may want to take a scenic route and see who's following you. I think that'd be fun.
That's a very good tip, because obviously these cretins don't send notices. They don't hand them out as we enter a gun show. Hey, I'm going to be violating your privacy, and after you make a purchase or might make a purchase here at the gun show, count on it that I, a government drone, will be trying to invade your privacy.
Larry, I went through a gauntlet. That's what I call them, a license checkpoint. And I don't necessarily travel on the interstates because I just don't like to, for a lot of reasons, safety reasons and so forth. So I try different routes frequently to get back and forth to wherever I'm going. And I was going to a meetup on a Friday night at Ziggy's at the Lamplighter. You heard me mention it. And so I came around this S-curve, and there it was. You know, I'm slowing down, and right at the intersection is a gauntlet, six police cars, officers out there, blue and red lights flashing, and they're stopping everybody. And I know what it is. It's some kind of a check, but I don't know exactly. Probably a license check. And so I wait my turn, and it was warm that day. So I had my window, driver's window, all the way up until I got to the point where I got to talk to the police. And so then I put down my window, and he said, this is a license check. I said, that's good. He said, you have a license? I said, of course. May I see it? Sure. So what I'm doing is I'm actually stalling and making him ask for every piece of information, and I slowly get my license out, and he's very happy. But what happens is I'm now causing a traffic jam because it takes me a long time to get through this process. And, class, I suggest that you consider that, okay? Because if we all delay their process, they won't be able to do it because people will be screaming at the commerce that is being interrupted for things like license checks. And why are they doing that? Maybe it's business. Maybe there's revenue in it. But I think it's more something else, sinister. What do you think, Larry?
Because they can.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing. They just want to show us who's in control.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I know, and they're trying also to get us conditioned, I believe, to put our hands up. Just like at TSA.
Right. Right. Transportation Insecurity Agency.
Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking about one of the tactics that I used going through TSA. Now, you know, you fly a lot, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you might want to try this the next time. What I did, you know, I had to take my shoes off and all that. And, well, first of all, they told me that I had to stand over there. Stand over there. Okay. And, you know, that's the time when my ADHD kicks in and I start wandering around, and then they yell at me, get back there. You know, I told you to stand over there. Yeah, I'm talking about a minimum wage guy who's telling me what to do, right? So he tells me to stand there, and then he tells me again because I keep getting confused and I start wandering around. And, so finally it's my turn to be groped. And, the TSA guy says to me, I'm going to have to pat you down. And I said, okay, but you're going to have to be, oh, he said, do you want to go into a private room? And I said, no, because the last thing I want to do is have no witnesses, right?
Right.
So I said, no, we can do it right here. And he said, okay. And I said, but you're going to have to go real fast because I really have to pee. And if you don't, we're both going to get wet. So now I'm not the only one listening to this because I'm not saying it very quietly. And so you might want to try that. I think it's fun.
By the way, did it speed him up?
It did. It did. He was very, very quick. And he could not have been he could not have expedited the process any faster. That's what I did. I will not walk through one of those X-ray machines that will kill me in the long run. I'm just not going to do it.
Good. Good.
Yeah.
I think that's as it should be. We all have to think of ways that we can let the system know that we haven't really succumbed.
Right. Right. So, Larry, when you think about guns, do you think that there's any gun confiscation in our future?
It certainly could be, because that's what people like the president would like to do. But I don't believe that they are of the opinion that they could get away with it at this time. And the more we communicate to them that we are not willing to go along with that, that we will resist, I think that holds their hand. It's kind of like Admiral Yamamoto, who is reportedly to have said at the surrender, apparently, of Japan to the United States, and he was asked, well, why did you guys never invade the mainland? Mm-hmm. Because they had submarines that were sometimes even beaching on West Coast shores, and they were surveilling. Mm-hmm. close in. They were you know, very, very present and intended to be visible. And he said, well, we knew that if we had invaded, that there'd be a gun behind every tree because every American has a gun, and it just wouldn't have been cost efficient to do so.
Well, I can tell,
it's kind of like the German who, there was a German officer who had made a very similar statement about why they never invaded Switzerland. He said, well, it wasn't for want of trying. We had studied it, and the Führer had gotten numerous analyses back, and he said the best case that was ever presented to Hitler was, yes, we could conquer Switzerland, but we'd lose half our army.
Hmm. Yeah, because they're all trained to fight, I think, at age 18, aren't they?
If not before. I've been to Switzerland, and it was not at all hard to, in the brief time that I was there, to hear about a small rifle competition, which occurs all over the country every weekend, and probably more often than that. And they were shooting down a mountainside, which is a perfect berm, mountain on the other side.
Larry, hold that thought.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. sounds. StunGunMics.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMics.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMics.com.
How much are you spending on your protein? Did you know that at normal cooking temperatures, you lose 50% or more of the amino acids that make up your protein? This means you're throwing away 50% of your money when eating cooked proteins, and you're burdening your organs of elimination. Proteins are vital to your health, but to get the full benefit, they must come into your bloodstream as undamaged amino acids. One World Way is processed in a unique manner to protect the amino acids so they're easy to digest and use at the cellular level. The health benefits of undamaged whey protein are well documented. They are healing, reduced inflammation, increased levels of glutathione, detoxification, weight loss, muscle gains, more energy, and a better sense of well-being. If you want to have the energy to achieve your dreams, consider adding One World Way to your diet. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Larry Pratt's with me, and I've been thinking about ammunition. You know, it's probably easy to stop ammunition sales through federal taxes, isn't it, Larry?
I'm sorry, it is easier to do what?
Well, you know, I've been thinking about gun confiscation. I'm thinking, you know, during the break, you know, what are different ways that this could be accomplished? Well, if we have guns without ammunition, they're virtually useless. So
you have a 3-4 pound paperweight that you can use on your desk or throw at an attacker.
Yeah. So without ammo, we're in trouble. Now, isn't that the avenue that could be easily accomplished by the feds to impose a tax on all ammunition that would just make it prohibitive in price?
Or perhaps buy so much that the private market just has nothing left for it, that the government be sucking it all up and... That's an alternate strategy. But yes, taxing would be something that they could do, although that would require an act of Congress. And happily, I'm not I don't think that that's very likely to happen with the current Congress, or hopefully with the one that's going to be elected. I think, as we were talking earlier, this tyrannical decision by the Supreme Court following the tyrannical act by the Congress and President lining all three branches of our federal government against individual liberty, hopefully it's going to so incense those of us who are going to vote that no matter how many drones are dependent on government for their existence, we are going to be so enraged that every one of us will vote. I plan to vote absentee so that if I die before the election, my vote will already be there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Larry, I don't want to reelect anybody. I really don't, because I don't want to take a chance. I'm convinced that there's so much corruption that the only safe play is, if you don't know who these guys are, just don't vote for anybody who's in office right now. What are your thoughts?
If you don't know, now obviously
right.
An Alan West
know.
Or a Michelle Bachmann, a
sure.
Senator DeMint, yeah, we know, because they have been in the forefront of fighting these evil developments. But if you don't know the record of your member of Congress or a state legislature, whatever, then, vote against. And in the meantime, make an effort to find out, because you may find that you've got somebody that's been maybe not getting a lot of attention publicly, but has just been quietly doing the right thing. There are those two kinds of good guys, the ones that publicly lead the charge and the others that just follow along and do the right thing. So you don't want to penalize them just because they got laryngitis.
Yeah. I was at a gun show in Missouri, and I was talking to a guy who was running for Congress right now, and the police came. Three police officers came up to me, and they said, "Are you Vin Finelli?" And I said, yeah, what's up?" And they said, "Will you step outside, please?" They were going to arrest me. And so this Congress guy, this guy that's running for Congress in Missouri, he was talking to me, and he just handed me his business card. And when the police came, this guy took off like a scared rabbit. That's not the kind of guy I want representing me.
I would hope that he would have joined with you and said, well, what is it that can't be done right here?
Right. No, this guy took off.
What was the outcome of that confrontation, by the way?
Oh, what happened was I was just talking to vendors, and I didn't do anything, but they claimed that I need to go outside. And so I asked them if I did anything wrong, and they said, please step outside. And I said, did you see me do something wrong? They said, please step outside. And I said, or what? And they said, or you're going to jail. And I said, okay, we'll go out. I'll leave. But I gave my phone to the guy that was with me, and he took a picture of the cops, ready to shoot. I mean, literally, one guy had his hand on his gun belt, his left hand on his gun belt, his right hand just behind his gun. And I stopped and got my refund for the event and left so that I did not go to jail. But yeah, there was no reason to arrest me. They had no cause. Larry Pressman with me, and there's a link on the website, usaprepares.com. I'm Vin Finelli. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.